Praise the Lord.
Can we just start this evening by, I want to see whether someone can just tell us particularly which of the book of Psalms have spoken most to you. You don't have to quote it. You don't have to be perfect in quoting it. It might be a verse. It might be a paraphrase. It might be a verse, a chapter. Who wants to go first? Pastor, while we're praying, this one struck me clearly. And I just want to just acknowledge that and say it's mine. Anybody? Yes. Is that a hand there? If it's a hand, you know. I already said no chicken wings, you get it. Eye up above your head and then we'll see. All right, please.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
I may need the lawyer to help us circulate microphones.
Hallelujah.
Right, please go on.
The psalm that I've been praying on is Psalm 3. Yes.
Praise
and
God.
The verse in particular, it says, "Thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head."
Thou, O Lord, are the shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter of my head. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We receive that for you and also for ourselves. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The psalm for me has been Psalm 37.
37?
37.
37.
Yes.
Right.
25. That's I am 25. Young and I'm now old.
Right.
Yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread.
Wow.
They're always generous and lend freely.
Praise the Lord.
And their children are blessings.
Hallelujah. I received that for myself. I don't know about you. They've been speaking the word of God over our heads, over our lives. I received that for myself. Yes. Sarah?
Psalm 34.
Now, before I go on, if Sarah picked up a psalm, Sarah just came in 3 days ago. If she picked up a psalm, then everyone here must speak. So it's either you don't allow her to speak, but if she does speak, then everyone is put in trouble. Everyone allowed to speak. Sarah, go. Since they're not asking.
He said, "I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad." That's my version.
What chapter is that?
Psalm 34.
Psalm 34.
Then verse 8.
Verse 8.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
How blessed is the man.
Hallelujah. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Then Psalm 65.
See, she has a lot 11. Of them. you know what you are doing? Including, you are putting everybody, including your mommy, at a very high level.
Psalm 65 verse 11.
Amen.
You crown the year with goodness.
Your Hallelujah. Borokotabarabashibarabayaraba. I receive that. I don't know about you, but I receive that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The psalm for me is Psalm 20.
Amen.
Verse 2 to 5.
Karabasha.
May you send me help from the sanctuary.
Yes.
And grant me support from Zion.
Yes.
May you remember all my sacrifices.
Yes.
And accept my burnt offerings.
Yes.
May you give me the desire of my heart.
Amen.
And make all my plans succeed.
Amen.
I will shout for joy when
yes.
I am victorious.
Karabasha.
And will lift up banners in the name of my God.
Yes.
May the Lord grant all my
requests. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I know. Looks like people on this side, they are becoming the psalmist.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I've been blessed so much with lot of, different revelations from the book of Psalms. But verse 5 of chapter 16 did it for me. The Lord is a portion of my inheritance.
Yes.
You maintain my Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just see Him walking me through whatever it is. I see Him in charge of my life and everything.
He's
in control.
Preach! Amen. Those scriptures will preach, won't they?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, please.
Psalm 8.
Psalm 8.
Claiming the blessing of first Adam and second.
Arabo daba yaraba zeta ba yaraba daba. Debo robo kaba.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The psalm that hit me most is in 2.
Yes.
Verse 8.
Hallelujah.
It says, if you ask of me, I will give you the ends of the earth for thy inheritance. I'm paraphrasing. And, you know, I find a lot of, so much in it. That I can't really explain it, but I've been so blessed in that time.
Can I also advise you? Whether when you get home or before you leave, ask them. Read that same verse in the Message Bible. That's your chapter, Psalm 2 verse 8, because it's yours now.
Amen.
Look for it, the same chapter in the Message Bible.
Okay.
The Message in contemporary language, that's what that version is called. You will love it.
Thank
it
you.
Says it's your birthday and God has given it to you as a nation.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen.
You need to get that. Anybody? No chicken wings, leave it high above your head. Let's see.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, then the righteous ones speak one to another. This is part of the way the release of grace is released upon His people. Okay, when we speak it, when you hone it, and then you now speak it out. Yes, please.
Okay, mine is Psalm 30.
I was expecting the voice of a man. Who is speaking? From where? Okay. All right.
Psalm 30.
Toy the usher. All right, speak.
Verse 5. For his anger endure for a moment.
What chapter is that, please?
That is Psalm 30.
Psalm 30.
Verse 5.
Yeah.
For his anger endure for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night.
Yes.
But joy cometh in the morning.
Hallelujah.
And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved.
Amen.
So
I receive it. I don't know about you, friends. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm tapping into the grace of all these people. I'm adding it to my own. Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, how many microphones do we have? I thought I put someone in charge of these microphones. Microphones are now flying all over the place. All right.
Okay, the most powerful psalm for me so far is Psalm 35, verse 26. Say, may all those who gloat over my distress be put to shame and
yes.
confusion.
Yes.
May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame
yes.
and disgrace.
Yes.
May all those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and
Hallelujah.
Gladness.
Hallelujah.
May they say always, the Lord be exalted.
Hallelujah.
Who delights in the well-being of his servant.
Praise.
And then he says, my tongue will proclaim your righteousness
Amen.
And your praises all day long.
Amen. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes, let's take 2-3 more. This is activation, people. We're on activation mode. We are fully charged up right now in the name of Jesus. If this is all we do today, even though that's not what we are going to do, if this is all we do today, heaven will open and God will begin to pour down great blessings. Yes, please.
Praise God. My own psalm is Psalm 25, verse 13.
I love that. My own psalm. Uh-huh.
I will spend my days in prosperity.
Yes.
And my descendants will inherit the land.
Amen. He's not even married yet. He doesn't even have a kid yet. He's already receiving for himself. Wow. Isn't your wife blessed? We're looking forward to meet her and your children's children. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Psalm 46 in verse 8. I shared this with the outreach church, but I just thought I'd share it again. It says, God is within her. She will not fail.
Yes.
God will help her at the break of day. And in verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
I will be exalted among the nations.
Yes.
I will be exalted in the earth.
Amen.
And 47 verse 3 says, he subdues nations under us.
Come on.
Peoples under our feet.
Mandaya roba kayaba. I receive it for myself. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I receive it.
Psalm 66 from verse 3.
Hallelujah.
Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee.
Benny.
All the earth shall worship thee and sing praise unto thee.
Yes.
They shall sing to thy name.
Hallelujah.
Come and see the works of God.
Yes.
He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men.
Hallelujah.
He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot.
Mm.
There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations.
Amen.
Let not the rebellious exalt themselves.
Yes.
Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice.
I think it's enough. It's enough. It's enough.
Praise
enough.
To be heard. Verse 9.
It sounds to me like you have many enemies that you are dealing with.
Which holds my
you really
life.
Want. They don't want to take hostages.
Hallelujah.
All the enemies must bow. All the enemies, God must finish them.
Yes.
I agree. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Verse 9 is my favorite. Who holds our souls in life
Shandaya.
And suffereth not
in
our
the
feet.
Name of Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Those are awesome,
Amen.
Dangerous words.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 37.
Psalm 37.
Yes.
Karabosh.
Verse 18 and 19.
Karabosh.
It says, the Lord knows the days of the upright.
Karabosh.
And their inheritance shall be forever.
Hallelujah.
Verse 19 says, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time.
Yes.
And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you guys following this, the people on the machine, the scrolling machine? Are you receiving this? Are you scrolling these things? Or no? Anyway, alright, so let's go on.
Psalm 20.
Alright, for those who are just coming in, what we are doing is that we have all individually honed a particular psalm. And I'm hearing people say, my own psalm is this one. My own is this one. So we are trying to share from people's blessings, whether they will be willing to share with us out of what is their own. Praise the Lord. So this is what we are doing. Yes, sir.
May the Lord answer you when you're in distress.
Amen.
May the name of the God of Jacob protect you.
Amen.
May he send you help from the sanctuary.
Yes.
And grant you support from Zion.
Amen.
May he remember all your sacrifices.
Amen.
And accept your burnt offerings.
Amen.
May he give you the desire of your heart.
Amen.
And make all your plans succeed.
Yes.
May we shout for joy over your victory.
Amen.
And lift up our banners in the name of our God.
Hallelujah.
May the Lord grant all your requests.
Amen.
Now, this I know. The Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary.
Amen.
With the victorious power of his right hand.
Hallelujah.
Some trust in chariots and
that's
some
enough.
In horses.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That is enough. We receive every... Amen. Clearly you have an overflow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't it been wonderful just digging in and just deepening your spirit and just soaking your spirit in the life of God? Death has to go. Disease cannot stay. The curse has to be broken. Life is the release. Let's just lift your voice in and say, Father, I thank you for my scripture. I thank you for that scripture you give me. I do believe every one single person here has something that you've been... I'll say this is yours. I'll say this is yours. I do believe that we all have it. So let's give God thanks for what God has given to us. I told you two things, two ways God will bless you. If God wants to bless you, you for the first send you a prophetic word, then secondly he will send you people. So thank God for what he has sent you. He sent forth his word and he healed them and delivered them from destruction. So I want you to particularly thank the Lord for the word he has given you. Lord, thank you for my word. How do you know something is your word? When it was being read or being prophesied, you underlined it. You went back home. You scrolled on it. You bookmarked it. You highlighted it. You said to yourself, I think there's something that is kicking in this word for me. That's yours. You need to go back home, receive it, meditate on it, own it, and speak it over every circumstance. If all you take out of here is one verse of scripture, that is enough. For no word of God is void of power. I want you to lift God, lift your voice and say, Lord, thank you for making me powerful. Thank you for the power you're giving me. Because before now, you might have felt weak, incapacitated, but now God has given you a word. Hallelujah. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So lift up your voice and say, Lord, thank you for your word that's come to me. Thank you for your word. The entrance of your word gives life and gives understanding. For me, and my family will never remain the same. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lift up your voice and thank him. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for delivering your oracle. I love what the prophet said. He will say, the oracle of the Lord. Ijilioroni. The oracle of the Lord. They're not ordinary words. They are oracles. When God gives us his oracle, it's because he's seen the end from the beginning and he speaks us into that ultimate end. For his plan for us is to give us a hope and a future. So thank the Lord for the hope that he's giving. Thank the Lord for the future that you have in him. And bless his name. We worship you. You raise me up so I can stand in my. Oh, you raise me up to walk as love is me. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost with me tonight. Karoboshkara bayara bosere de bayara handa. Yembrono horrekala barabasere de bosere. There's a heavy grace for women tonight, specifically for women in this week tonight. This is a night for women. That's what the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. That's an intense grace on the meeting tonight for women. I'm just announcing what the Holy Ghost is speaking. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on the shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up, sir. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulder. There's no life.
There's no life. No life without its hunger. Each restless heart. It's only perfectly. And when you come, oh. And when you come, and I am filled with wonder. Sometimes I think I believe, I believe. Eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up. is here. I am strong. I am strong. When I am on your shore, yes, you raise me up. You raise me up to more, to more than I can be. You raise me up, you raise me up, so I can stand on mountains.
Yes, you raise me,
you raise me up, to walk on stormy sea. I am strong, I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up,
you raise me up,
more than I can be, more than I can be. When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my abode in me, then I am still away in silence until you come and see why, and see the why with me.
You raise me up,
you raise me up, so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk a stormy sea. I am strong, I am strong when I am on your shoulder. Raise me up, more than I can be, more than I can be.
Lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you for raising us up. Hallelujah. 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 Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Well, I do believe that you guys have a scrolling stable now. Is that a yes? I need a yes. I need to know if you have a stable. I don't want anything touching it. I need to get a yes. I need to get a yes. Taiwo, I need to get them. I need to get a yes from them. This is a very integral aspect of this work, of this ministry, and I don't want anybody touching it. I don't want anything going wrong with it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Are you in Psalm 68, please? Psalm 68 from verse 1, 3, go. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. As smoke is blown away by the wind, may you blow them away. As wax melts before the fire, may the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing praise to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord. And rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless. A defender of widows. Is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the solitary in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in his son's scorched land. When you went out before your people, O God. When you marched through the wasteland. The earth shook. The heavens poured down rain. Before God, the one of Sinai. Before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it. And from your bounty, O God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announced the word. And great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings and armies flee in haste. In the camps, men divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the campfires, the wings of my... His feathers were shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow falling on Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. Rugged are the mountains of Bashan. Why gaze in envy, O rugged mountains? At the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you are seated on high, you led captives in your train. You receive gains from men, even from the rebellious, that you, O Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burden. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely, God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I'll bring them from Bashan. I'll bring them from the depths of the sea. That you may plunge your feet in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession has come into view, O God. The procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers. After them, the musicians. With them are the maidens playing tambourines. Praise God in the gay congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There the great throng of Judah's princes. And there the prince of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, O God. Show us your strength, O God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring gifts. Rebuke the beasts among the reeds. The herds of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled may he bring vats of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. To him who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. You are awesome, O God, in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we begin to pray tonight, I want to read the same verse of scripture to you in a Bible version called the Complete Jewish Bible. And what it does is it renders in original a part of this Psalm 68, and I just want to read it to you and then we'll begin to pray. Psalm 68 verse 12, listen to this. It says, verse 12, says, Adonai gives the command. The women with the good news are a mighty army. Kings and their armies are fleeing. Fleeing while their women at home divide the spoil. Tonight we are going to pray for our women folk. I want us to agree and pray some dimensions of a new grace of resource, empowerment, strength, and provision for our women. Provision in terms of energy on the inside, provisions in terms of finances, provisions in terms of businesses, provision in terms of peace of mind, provisions in terms of their desires granted, but much more provision of a voice in the city and a voice in the land. A voice in the nations, in the name of Jesus. You may not understand it, but as we begin to pray, God will make it more, God will make it clearer to you. Lift your voice, let's pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight we pray that you will raise in our midst a mighty army of prophetic women, women with the word from the Lord, women whose heart are connected to the word of the Lord. Tonight, Father, we decree and we agree together that you will raise among us a mighty army of prophetic women. Lord, tonight, we ask that you give voice to our women. Give voice to women folk, Lord. Voice, let their voice resound in this city. Let their voices be heard in this nation. Come on, lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let's pray a fresh empowerment, a fresh grace upon the women folk in this land. Mayan Brahura Katabra Boskerebo Yerbahatoro Basem Rahito Robara Garabala Boskerebosha. Rani Arabala Kreni Morekada Brada Boskerebosha and Rada Boskerebo Yerbaha. This is the God, this is the proceeding word of God for us in this meeting tonight. That's what I picked up my spirit. First of all, the proceeding word of God. God is empowering and strengthening women folk in this meeting tonight. Some of you have been oppressed. Some of you have been victims of different kind of molestations and oppression. This day we announce and agree that the Lord is giving you a voice. That the Lord is giving you back your voice. The Lord is giving you back your strength. The Lord is giving back your significance and your self-worth. Some of you, your esteem has been destroyed by reason of violations and abuse, by reason of heartbrokenness and the rest of a lot of stuff happening in the world against you as a result of the oppression that you have been going through. But today we agree, we touch and agree concerning our women folk, that the Lord will give them a voice in this city. That the Lord will give them their voice back in this nation. That the Lord will give them their esteem back in this hour. That the Lord will strengthen them from his inner man right now in the name of Jesus. That whatever they have lost, the Lord will restore to them. We raise our women before the Lord. Young, old, married, single. We raise them up. We say, Lord Almighty, raise them up, O God Almighty. As a mighty army of prophetic women, that it may pick up your mind, oh God, and understand what you are saying, that it may be able to speak this word over their children and over their spouses and over their nation and over their sector. Father, give them a voice. Make them a women. Make them women with prophetic instinct, Father. Women who are discerning, women who understand the word and the mind of God for the hour. Women who will be able to lead their families and direct the affairs of their homes, Father God, in wisdom and in revelation, in discernment, in strength, and accurately in the mind of God and God's plan for the family. Come on, lift your voice. Let's pray for the women folk tonight. I hear the Adonai. He has given a command. I hear the command of the Adonai. Lord, cause our women to hear your command. Cause our women not to be flippant, frivolous, O God. Mighty God, but to be women of power, women of strength, women of character, women of virtue, women who are prophetically inclined, women who can pick up the mind of God for their spouses, pick up the mind of God for their children, pick up the mind of God for their sector, women who will say like Deborah, follow me, let's go get victory. Father, we pray tonight, raise among us, Father, a company of prophetic women. Raise up, Father God, within this house, a company of prophetic women. Give our women back their voice. Deliver them from oppression, financial oppression, victimization from the men folk. Father God Almighty, subjugation, oh God, by the systems of the world that is corrupt. Mighty God, from everything that shall defile them, and Father, raise them up. Raise them up as a mighty army. Mighty, give them back their esteem. Give them back their graces and their virtue. Give them back their dignities. Spirit of God, give them back their sense of worth and significance. Mighty God, if there be anyone who has been embarrassed, violated, Lord Almighty, molested in any way, Father, restore to them what they have lost. Father, for their shame, give them double. We pray today, Father, raise up, Father, in this place, a company of prophetic women, Father, a mighty army, Father, of women, who will speak boldly. Rababa Shadaba, whose tongue will not be stopped. Nerebaloka Rabalabarosha. Raise up this mother's Lord, tonight, I pray. Raise up this priestess, Lord. Raise up this married woman, Father.
Raise up this young woman, Father. Raise them up, Father. Raise up this kids, Lord. Raise up this girl. Raise up the girl child. Lord, raise them, oh God. Make them a mighty army of prophetic people. Lift your voice and let's pray. Let's pray for a heaven to release. Let's pray for a release from heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus, I want you to continue to pray. Say me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight for our women folk that you will cause the hairs of our women to hear your express command and not the distractions in their head. Father, we pray tonight, lead our women to the place of their blessing and the place of their prosperity. That version says, kings and their armies are fleeing while the women at home divide the spoil. Lord, release the spoil upon our women. No longer shall any woman under the influence of this ministry be a recluse, be reclined to the back house. Today, we command strength and resource to find our women. Lift your voice. Let's pray for this woman. Let's pray breakthrough for this woman, that the work of their hand will prosper. Whatever they lay their hands on will prosper. Whatever it is they put on will be a plunder. The Bible says that They plunder while at home. Let's pray even for those who are homemakers, that the Lord will give them ideas right in the home. Lift your voice and pray. Let's pray for the release of plunder upon the women. Release of spoil upon the women. That it shall come to pass that in the days to come in this land, the economy of Nigeria will be crafted by the women folk. Listen to me. Listen to what God is doing all across the earth right now. Listen to me, before we continue to pray. You've heard of Japan. Japan, a great nation, one of the greatest nations in the world. The economy and the life of Japan is in the hand of the housewives. The largest pool of resources in Japan is in the house, it's in the hand of the women at home. They are the ones that divide the spoil. The whole American stock exchange are run by businesses that Japanese women have put my money in investment in thousands and millions of dollars right from the home. The power of Japan's economy is in the hand of women. Women, not even in the marketplace, women in the home. How much more God's word will produce for you? I want us to pray that prayer again. Lord, release resources unto our women. Release resources unto our women. Whether those in the marketplace or those in the home. It's what God wants to do. It's what God is doing. An ordinary and heathen Buddhist nation is tapping into it. How much more we nations of God? We need to break the spirit of tradition and religion to understand what God is saying. Psalm 68 says that kings and armies are fleeing away, but the women at home divide the spoil. Women like Jael. Women like Deborah. Lord, raise them. Raise them from our homes. Raise them. Raise them, oh God, from the corporate world. Raise them. Raise them, Father, from nothing. Raise them, Lord. And put the economies of nations in the hand of those women. I want you to lift your voice. And in case you do not understand, it's changing, it's happening. For the very first time in this nation, one of our friends is the chairman of a first bank, a lady. She's been here to speak before. Something is hitting the world, people. You need to understand it. Is anybody here tonight, a woman? You need to take your place. You need to receive this word and take it and suck it in. And say, Lord, raise me as a company, a mighty woman. A mighty woman in whose hands the destiny of this nation will be. God is doing that. I want you to pray tonight. No longer shall you be an unsung gender. You shall no longer be on song. You shall no longer be unrecognized. They will not say, don't mind them, it's only women speaking. When women speak, the nation will rise. I can't feel prayer here tonight. I can't feel prophetic praying here tonight. I can't feel praying here tonight. Doesn't matter how much damage the men folk have done to you. You must not allow it. God's word frees you tonight. God's word proof is fast in your hand. God's word empowers you tonight. God's word says to me, and I believe God's word, that you are kings. Are free in the place, and you need to understand that. I don't want to preach tonight. Kings are men. Priests are men, fleeing all over the place. The woman in the house is dividing spoil. I want you to understand that means resources. That means she gives economic direction. Rabalaka rabalaba. That's Bible language for economic direction. Spoil, plunder. I want you to receive empowerment, whoever you are right now, not the influence of my voice. As a woman, I want you to receive it. And if you're a husband, I want you to receive it for your wife, whether they are here or not. I want you to receive it for your daughters, whether they are here or not. I want you to receive it for your yet unborn daughters. Receive resources. Receive capacity. Receive strength. Lift your voice in the name of Jesus. God wants us to pray intensely on this and birth this. We command strength to come into our women. Strength in their sight, strength in their mind, strength in their body, strength in their spirit. Empowerment, resource. Father, raise up, Father God Almighty, women from the church in whose hands the economy will be directed. Father, raise up, Father God, within the body of Christ, Lord Almighty, women like Jael, Father God Almighty, who will silence the adversary and divide the spoil. Father God, women, oh God, who will decapitate the power of hell and release the victory upon the nation. Mighty God, by their hard work, by their virtue, by their consistent lifestyle of virtue, as they abide in the word of God and in prayer, Spirit of God, that they will be delivered not only in childbearing, but also, Father, in their finances, Lord, in their mind, Lord, in their businesses, Lord, in whatever they lay their hands to do. We raise up women for Father. We say, Lord, raise them as a mighty army. As a mighty army of prophetic women, raise them, oh God, as a mighty army. Lord Almighty, keep them from envy, jealousy, backbiting, backstabbing, busybody. But raise them truly, Father God Almighty, as women of valor, women of strength, women of character, women of authority, women with a resounding anointing from above. For the Bible says, Lord Almighty, the Lord, the Adonai, has issued the command, and merciful are the company of women who proclaim it. Lord, cause our women to rise to hear the voice of the Lord, that it may proclaim not only fashion, oh God, but the direction of the economy. Not only of their sexuality and their beauty, for God Almighty. Not only their manicure, pedicure, but Lord Almighty, alongside manicure and pedicure, Lord Almighty, advance of power, capacity and strength. May they give direction, oh God, to economies. Lord, may they give direction, oh God, to governments. Lord, may they stand speaker and may their voice be heard. No longer shall women clamor for recognition. We arise and we declare, Father, beyond the 30% given by government. We arise and we say, Father God, we take territories for this woman, Father. I can't hear women praying here tonight. I can't hear women understanding the mind of God here tonight. Father, cause this woman, oh God, to understand. There's a voice from above. That there's a sound from heaven. That the trumpet has alarmed, Father, and blown. That is time and is the day for the prophetic women to rise. Women of power. Women of prayer. Women of discernment. Women of wisdom. Women of character. Women of integrity. Women of revelation. Raise them, Lord. Raise them, Lord. Come on, agree with me, people. Let's agree. Let's agree together for our women folk. Raise them, Lord. Raise them, Lord. Rama Osha. Rema Labrada Rosha. Raise our daughters, Father. Nana Mashaya. Raise our daughters, Father. Raise our daughters, Father. Raise our wives, Lord. Madanabayahan. Raise our women, Father. Raise our children. Raise our girls, O God. Raise our teenagers, Father. Nana Masha. That they begin to lay emphasis on the beauty of the inward man. Mighty God, that they will not live to impress any boy or any guy, but that they will live to impress you. That they will only do what they have heard from you. That they will respond only to the command of Adonai. For the Adonai has spoken the command, and many are the companies of women who announce that. So remove every defeat from every woman. Remove every depression, every dejection, marama, every smallness, every small thinking, every esteem problem, every depression, every lack of significance and importance, every lack of self-worth. We are beauty tonight. We reject it tonight. Lalabalabosha. Every spirit of I can't do it. I don't have the capacity. I'm too weak. I don't know what to do. Father, we remove that, oh God. We say, raise them up, Father. Lord, like Mary, raise them up, Father, to be able to say, the Lord has spoken to me. I am blessed to carry in my womb the salvation of the world. Marabalasha. Lord, raise up virgin daughters, Father God, to be prophetic, like the three children of Philip. Raise them, O God, to be prophetic girls. Raise them to be prophetic girls, O God. The zeal in the mind of God. The command in the will of God. For the man to marry. For the man to go out with. Lord Almighty, for the jobs to do. For the careers to go into. Lord, for what to invest in. Mighty God, raise, O God, our daughters to take their place as mighty women. Women of power. Women of strength. Oh, really, raise your voice tonight. Nanamo Shayarabaha. Nanaboloro Husaraba Yabasara. Nintarebo Rakatora Rabala Kadash. Nereboloro Skaraba Yabasan. Dida Suterihisha. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Almost I want to confess, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare tonight. The right in this place, you will raise for yourself a mighty army of prophetic women. Lord, we pray tonight. Raise tonight women with a voice. Give them a voice. Lord, raise them from oppression and suppression and molestation and give them a voice. Send me in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause the ears of our women to hear your command. Come on, say me, cause the ears of our women. To hear your command. Lord, open the ears of our women. To hear your command. And not the distractions in their heads. Say me, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight. Lead our women to the place of their blessing. Lead our women to the place of their financial breakthrough. And I'm speaking finances. I'm speaking finances. I'm speaking finances. I'm deliberate about it. I'm speaking finances. I'm speaking finances. We are speaking prophetic edge of financial capacity. Wiping out every debt. Wiping out every debt. And bringing you into a place of financial authority. As you sit at home, may you divide this plunder. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. How many people know God has had this? That's how he does. If he wants to bless your life, he sends you a word. There's some woman who's struggling, who's been struggling. There's some woman this week who's been struggling. God just sent you a word, and you are lifted, you are liberated. Don't ever allow the devil to put you down again. This is your day. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 69. Psalm 69. Three go. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in the miry depths where there is no foothold. I have come into the deep waters. The floods engulf me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause. Those who seek to destroy me. I am forced to restore what I did not steal. You know my folly, O God. My guilt is not hidden from you. May those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me. O Lord, the Lord Almighty. May those who seek you not be put to shame because of me, O God of Israel. For I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the ills of those who insult you. Follow me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But I pray to you, O Lord, in a time of your favor, in your great love, O God. Answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mire. Don't let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me, or the depths swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, O Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Redeem me because of my foes. You know I am scorned, disgraced and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. They put gall in my foot and gave me vinegar for thirst. May the table set before me become a snare. May it become retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see. May their backs be bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents. For they persecute those you wound and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous. I am in pain and distress. May your salvation, O God, protect me. I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox, more than a bull with his hoofs and horns. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. The Lord hears the needy and does not despise his captive people. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. Then people will settle there and possess it. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will be there. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost with me. Yaya bararabosa. Mararabolo karibalarabosa. Nendele brubarikada brode muskeredebosha. Namba yarabos keredebolo kutsaba. Nemo rukalabradibos kurimasan read here. Nindarabarikulus karabayarabosa. Speak the word of God into the atmosphere of the Spirit. Let it craft a new reality for your life. Marobo lekanre dehura gadabashandre. Indarabashandre. In the name of Jesus. Look at verse 9. I want us to pray specifically on verse 9. Hallelujah. And it says, For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insult of those who insult you fall on me. I want you to pray. Say me, Father, in the name of Jesus, release upon me a fresh zeal for the things of the Spirit. Come on, say me, Father, release upon me a fresh zeal for the things of the Spirit. Let the zeal of your house consume the whole of me. Say me, Father, Lord Jesus, I give you all of me. Lift your voice right now. Make that commitment and make that prayer. Rabolo credebo rekadabradabosha. Yandara burrikatora barikandrehito roboskeriboya. Barabala bradinimo zandala baya. Yendere brohora gadaba rikatora madega. Ningre morigada bradinimo zandreha. Rekatora mazembro do kandeyabur. Ningre handredebo. Nandaya yabradina morikatabradia. Robali kere brohori galagalba. Mande yarabasa. Lord, I give you whole of me. Lord, I give you the whole of me. Lord, I give you the whole of me. Lord Almighty, Rabola Karabalasha, Nendere Brohorigala, let the zeal of your house consume me. 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 Let the zeal of your house consume me, Lord. Rekadabradaboskaradaba, that I may abide continually in the presence of the Lord. Daboroko Tabradi Boja, Nantara Barikadaba, always inquiring at your holy temple. Hearing your voice, speak to me and walking forth in the direction of your spirit. Let the zeal of the house of the Lord consume me. Let the zeal for your work, let the zeal for the things of the Spirit take the whole of me. Lord Almighty, all of you, Father. Lord, take the whole of me, Father. I release everything, Father. My spirit, my soul, my body, my mind, Father. My will, my intellect, Father.
Take all of me, Father. Take all of me, Lord. I give you all of me, Father. I give you all of me, Lord. Nintorobos Karabayara. Brede Huragadabarabosa. Mashendiri Handrahira. Nintolobrahina. Nishupredi Garabahatus Karidebasa. Let not the things of the world take my focus away from you. Lord, let not the things that perish with its use, Father, Lord, distract me from you. I want to focus on you, Father. I want to follow you, Father, to the very end. Lord Almighty, save me from distractions. Save me from the sins of the world. Save me from the pressures of the systems of darkness. Help me to focus, looking unto Jesus only, always, Lord Almighty, until I breathe my very last. May I be useful for you. May I be functioning in your work. May I be accurate in what you want done. May I express your mind upon the earth. May I be a vessel in the hand of the Lord. May I be a treasure in your house. Spirit of God, I release this jar of clay to you, Father. Take all of me. Let the zeal of your house consume me. Bararabosha. Tererebosha. Tererebolobosha. Tereboloborekolos. Nantarabosha. Terebosha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 70. Are you praying with me tonight? Psalm 70. Three, go. Hasten, O God, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May those who seek my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, let God be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Hallelujah. Psalm 71. Three, go. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your head to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Be not far from me, O God. Come quickly, O my God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteousness, of your salvation all day long. Though I know not its measure, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me. And to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Your righteousness reaches to the skies, O God. You who have done great things, you, O God, is like you. Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. I will praise you with a harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praise to you with a lyre. O Holy One of Israel, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have redeemed. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame. And come on, lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and just receive that. Receive that and speak that into your situation.
Roko paga mayere morobozanda I terebro kora namos kente lenga romos kerere mashenre ningre kanrehito robas kerere borobo brani aragaramos kerere borobo mandara baraka terebro ningre kanrehito robo mashenre hinto lo barigara reka dobro hanto lo barigara bo brodo baraka la brada boskoro lengre hinta la bladi de morokanda mashande de boho rekete broho regara baha mandaya barabos kana namasu. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And finally, Psalm 72. This psalm basically is a blessing. And it looks like the blessing of David, the king, over his newly installed son, King Solomon. And we're going to release a blessing upon him. We will read the scriptures and receive it, and then we'll begin to decree each of the blessings on ourselves. I will expect you to personalize each of the blessing, but we'll read it first, and then I will lead you to personalize each of the blessing. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes,
hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 72. Three, go. And thou the king with justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. The mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruits of righteousness. He will defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. He will crush the oppressor. He will endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. He will be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days the righteous will flourish. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. He will rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. The desert tribes will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of distant shores will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy, and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. Let grain abound throughout the land. On the top of the hills may it sway. Let its fruit flourish like Lebanon. Let it thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. All nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And he says, this concludes the prayers. Hallelujah. This was David prophesying over his newly installed son. Do you remember that the queens and the kings of Sheba brought gold to Solomon? David saw this and spoke it. In the days of Solomon, do you remember that gold was like dust? David saw it and spoke it. In the same way, I want you to see it, I want you to speak it. I want you to craft the next phase of your life with this prophetic word. This is a prophetic word, people. It's a prophetic word. And it was birthed in the days of Solomon. People flee from all over the world to honor him. Specifically, David mentioned the nations. Sheba will come to you. Seba will come to you. Different nations will bring resources to you. They will bring tributes to you. And they did. I want you to speak this over your own life. that from now onward you will stop struggling. As a result of this prophetic word, the Bible says, God said in the days of Solomon, gold was like dust. As a result of this prophetic word, the Bible says, David, Solomon fought no single war. He had peace. The only king in Israel who never fought a single battle. This word by Father David crafted his future. I want to speak this word. Command battles to cease. Command gold to come. Command favors to rise up for you. It's in your hand right now. If God wants to change your life, He gives you a prophetic word. Now He has delivered the prophetic word to you. What are you going to do to it? Paul encourages us. He says, fight a good warfare with the word of prophecy you have received. If David saw the Queen of Sheba in the spirit and he spoke it forth, and in the day of Solomon, Sheba came and brought resources, then there's something about the word of God that will produce for me. I want you to lift your voice and say, Father, I receive every single comma, every single dot, every single colon, semicolon in this word, every single asterisk, I receive every single word. Every letter from A to Z, I receive it into my life. Come on, receive it. Birth this word into your life. It was a prayer. The Bible says, and this concludes the prayer of David, son of Jesse. This is a father blessing his young son, his inexperienced son, and say, you will not struggle. I declare tonight, you will not struggle no more. As you step into this new phase of the Spirit, like you've never said it before, gold finds you, favor finds you, money finds you, businesses find you, opportunities find you. People will hear of your fame from far and wide, and they will come and bring resources to you. You will not only look all over the place for business, businesses will look for you. The words in the street will be, there is a man, there is a woman, there is a new real deal happening, and that they'll be talking about you. And everyone will beat their path to your business, beat their path to your door, I announce this over your life. Bararabasha. Favor will find you in this city of Lagos. Favor will find you in the nation of Nigeria. Favor will find you when you travel out of the country. Favor will find you when you go to the village. Favor will find you anywhere you go over the world. Baroro kadabra di mozanda. People will bring tributaries to you. Mariga bradi amazorha. Of their own accord, they will bring resources to you. Gold will come to you. Silver will come to you in abundance. Marabalabarabosha. Ningrehitolo bradaboska. You will stop struggling. All your enemies, Marabashundra, he will be subdued under you. Netro koregadaba kandere brohura gadege moshada. Majendre ikorobozanda. Marege de garomos gaye bradini mazuta I gabosa. Marande kandayere bro okarina mozata. Meshobrede garabazere bro ola barabazentre. Ningre itaraba la baraba shendre dega mirobos karanaba. Personalize each of those prophetic words. Personalize it. Lock yourself into them and say, this is mine. This is mine. Speak them out and say, this is mine. Doroba kaya garobo zatea. Ningre corona gabalaga rabalide bosata. Mashendre de garama zentre de adabahada. Ningre korabaliga rabalabasata rabayarabaha. I will rule from sea to sea, Baruma Gadabaha, from the rivers to the ends of the earth, Marika Tarabalaba. Desert tribe will bow down before me, Marabarabasha. My enemies will lick the dust of my boots, Ningo Robolaba. The kings of Tarshish and of distance will bring tributes to me. This is talking about global businesses. Marabalababasha Darabaya. Friends, it's beginning to happen. Investments in multinationals, investments in blue chips, investments in businesses, even in the stock exchange in the US, investments for businesses that are capitalizing on Wall Street, on UK stock exchange, right from Nigeria. You will control resources from all over the place. Warren Buffet is a one local place and he's ruling by Berkshire. Let's receive. This is the day when God is removing the frontiers and breaking the barriers. You need to invest in your hand, will multiply. It will go PLC, it will go mega, it will go global. That little investment will become capitalized and it will go global. Maraba, right under your watch, it will go global. Mariga darama la karaba supranegaraba. Maramadabarabaha. That company that you invest in will become quoted on the New York Stock Exchange. They will pay you resources in dollars. Come on, church, listen to them. This is what is happening to Solomon here. Nanamashara. People came from all over the place and they brought tributes to him. The strongest of nations, the biggest of economies, they beat their path to the door of Solomon. And in his day, gold was like dust. In the name of Jesus, say me, Father. Now I want you to personalize yourself as I speak it. Say, I decree and I declare that in this new season of my life, going forward, I will live long. Sickness is aborted from my system in this new season of my life and ministry. Long life is my portion. Say, Father, I decree and I declare in this new season of my life, may gold be given to me. May gold be released into my hand. May monies in all the currencies of the world be given to me in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this new season, I declare and I decree that all over the world, may people ever pray for me. Say, in the name of Jesus, may people bless me all day long. In the name of Jesus, may you change every curse of my enemy to a blessing. In the name of Jesus, may blessing come my way. May prayers be rained upon my life. May I be blessed beyond measure. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that in this new season of my life, may grain abound upon me. May grains abound on my land. Grains. I'm not saying grace. Grain. May your harvest come. Lord, may my harvest abound in this land. May I walk little and gain much. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare, I declare, and I decree that in this new season of my life, may grains abound on my land. In the name of Jesus, in this new season of my life, may fruits of life, of family, of business, may they flourish. May they thrive. May my fruits thrive. May they flourish. My life, my family, my business, my health, all I lay my hands on, may they flourish. May they thrive. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this new season of my life, I decree and I declare, may my name and legacy endure forever and continue as long as the sun. Come on, say me, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this new season of my life, I declare and I decree, may my name and my legacy endure forever. May my name and my legacy continue as long as the sun. Lift your voice, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that in this season of my life and ministry, may all nations, groups of people be blessed through me. May all nations, groups of people call me blessed. Come on, say me, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this new season of my life, I declare and I decree that nations through me will be blessed. I declare and I decree that nations will rise up and call me blessed. Lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice. Lift up your voice. It's the day of your blessing. Everywhere, people will talk about you for a blessing. They'll talk about you for good. Namarasha. Bararabura kadabarabasha. Dede bararabasha. Dindere bararabarakudabaha. Rekete brohore kadabaragadabosa. Yanda yabrahindolo baragelebosa. Brede brohore kadabrahantolo baragadaba. Regede brahado barigadabaha. Lingre handre hitoro baskerebosa. Regada bradiadabazi. Mashambrahidolaba. Regede brahandala braigadabaza. Nintelebrohore kadabaha. Ye prohore gada gadoruskaribus. Ne debrahandala moseri. Ye garabrabuska. Maya yaya hanre. We activate this word. Let it be to us, Lord. According to your word, we activate this word. May we live long. We activate this word. May gold be like dust, be given to us. We activate this word. May people have a pray for us. May they bless us all day long. We activate this word. May our land produce grain in abundance. We activate this word. May fruits flourish and thrive. The fruit of our lives, fruit of our families, fruit of our business life, may they flourish, may they thrive. Strugglings are over, curses are broken, peace has come. Baroko tabayara maza. Father, we decree, we announce and prophesy over our lives that our names and our legacies will endure forever. Our names, our legacies shall not be wiped out, but shall continue and endure as long as the soul remains. Father, we decree, Father, we declare, and we activate your word tonight, that Father, everywhere we turn, all nations shall call us blessed. Everywhere we turn, all people shall recognize us that we carry something. They will acknowledge that we carry the anointing of the Lord. They will acknowledge that we carry the glory of God. They will acknowledge that they need us to survive. They will recognize that without us, they are not complete. So, Father, let the nations recognize us as a blessing, Lord Almighty, and let them rise as one man and call us blessed everywhere we turn. Nations in the business world, nations in the corporate world, nations in the unbelieving world, everywhere a people group are gathered together. And as we touch and interface, Father, with them, let them be able to say with one voice, with their own mouth, and say, you are a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. Father, Lord, turn every curse around. Lord, release your blessing upon your people. Release your blessing, your God. Let your blessing rest upon your house. We decree this tonight. We activate this prophetic work tonight. And we know, Father, without a shadow of doubt, it shall come to pass even as you have spoken it. So for this, we give you praise. Lift your voice and give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. For with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, we will walk in the power and the blessing of this word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, put us all together for the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name.
We hope you heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, located beside Skybank, Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222. Or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. With eyes of faith, you'll find the way, and when the journey journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always as you go. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. Remember God loves you. When you open up your heart, His love will meet you where you are. He will always be a part of everything you do. He is there to set you free and give you all the strength you need to carry on, to carry on. Through the darkness, see the light, remember God loves you. God loves you.